Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So Friday night, we were in Austin, Moon Tower Comedy Festival. And
what a fun time.
The whole day was magical.
It really was.
It really was. Just doing the little, what's that, zing zing? What's it called?
What's a zing zing?
Scooters?
The scooter, yeah, yeah.
The scooters?
Yeah, yeah.
So Bobby, you'd never been on a, what do we do, bird scooters or line
I had
scooters?
It on my app. Of course I've done it before. I do it when I'm in Oklahoma.
Why did you act like you didn't know what you were doing?
I do know what I'm doing. I was zippity-zootity.
Yeah.
I was zippity-zootity.
First of all, we all binged the fucking scooter and then you just leave everybody.
Exactly.
Did he leave everybody?
Yeah.
I was like
a half a mile down. I was like, where the fuck is everybody?
You didn't want to stay with us?
I'm a Zoom machine. Zip, zip,
you were zip, zoom, zip, and zomming around.
Zip, zip.
And then so I got Rudy's. Hers kept locking on her, which was very funny because she can't physically push it. She's too weak.
Yeah, she's way weak.
So when it locks, she's like, help, Tito Andrew, help.
Yeah, she got stuck
in the middle of the street.
It was my first time, though.
I know, but it was so funny to watch. How is it a 19-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
It's her first time on the scooter. Old losers like us, I'd been on dozens of times.
Yeah.
How have you never been on a bird or a lime or a...
I don't go out.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Not, you know what?
Yeah.
So
you have to go outside.
There's no COVID on Zip Zoomers.
Yeah, there's no... Well, there wasn't any COVID on those things.
Yeah. Fucking guy.
I know. He's
trying to ruin the fucking podcast.
Trust me, he's doing a great job. He's doing
I was trying to get my Zip Zinger in. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's it. Cut his mic off. Okay. Fancy.
Yeah.
So we zip-doomed around town around South Congress because the goal was we wanted to get Rudy Jules a pair of cowgirl boots, and Bob and I got her, I think, the dopest pair. It's got little hearts on it. Yeah. Did you like it?
I really like it.
But we got blown up on South Congress. Everybody wanted to say hi and take a picture.
It was
so
great.
Shout out to Austin.
Fun.
Then we had delicious, delicious pizza. Shout out to Home Slice Pizza in Austin.
That was the best pizza I think I've ever had.
Not ever.
No, because the element. You don't expect it out of Texas.
Correct.
Number one.
Correct.
So it's a surprise.
It was a
number two,
surprise.
I was so hungo.
We were big time
hungo. And you were like, we'll wait for the Mexican food later. You know what I mean? Because we went to a nice restaurant.
We do well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you raged out. We have to talk about that.
I didn't rage.
Yeah, you did. We had the pizza, and then we talked to Maddie.
I called Maddie Matheson, and I said, "Hey, because every time I'm in Austin, he's been there twice with me, and I was there, and then we went out to eat, and he suggested we should go to this restaurant. Do we need to say it? We don't need to say it.
Yeah, I need you to say it.
Oh, it's called Suerte. Suerte. And how does your fancy say it? How do you say it?
Suerte.
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 So I had been there with Maddie.
Right.
And he was like, you should go back. You know, the chef loves you. Those guys are fans.
Meanwhile, let's just paint the scenario, okay? So it's Moon Tower Comedy Festival. A lot of out-of-towners are on town. It's a hot restaurant, right? So they're booked to the gills. They don't have the room. But, you know, Andrew is Hollywood and he has connections.
Of course.
So he calls Maddie and goes, can you call the chef to get us a room, right? So Maddie calls the chef. Chef's like, all right, I will make room. We're inside the restaurant.
You're set up. You're all good to go.
You're all good to go. We show up, right? And the hosts act as if they have no idea. And they're like, outside is the only thing.
And I was like, but we called in advance. And she said, well, I think it's only down here for five. And I said, I know, but we have one more. And no restaurant on fucking earth has a five top and not a six top. It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
you would just add a fucking leg to the table. Tables are even numbers. 2, 4, 6. So a five top is sitting at a six top table.
Like, you never go like, hey, you get in my car. There's four people. My only car only seats three.
No,
It doesn't happen. That's like in the restaurant.
So
thing.
She was a little rude to us, to be honest, because I was holding my calm and I was like, there's no way that you can get
well,
this done.
Well, this is exactly what I was.
I was not being mean. Was I being mean? Fancy?
No, but your face turned bright red.
I am red.
No, really red.
Yeah.
And you were mumbling to yourself.
I do.
You do. You mumble.
I walk away and I go,
I can't fucking believe it. I called. Yeah, I mean,
fire.
I know the guy. I know
this
the chef.
Building on fire. I'll shoot up the street. I'll shoot up the whole block.
You came out hot. You sat next to me. It's like, I can't fucking believe it. Should I say so? Should I call Matt? You know what I mean? I mean, you were like.
I was like, well, should I call? Well, I wanted to rectify the situation because she fucked me off. She literally goes, no. So she said, there is no table inside. And I said, what do you mean? I thought there was. And she goes, yeah, we don't. That's not, it doesn't seat six. I said, we can scrunch in. We have a mini person, a half person.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a half person. She's so skinny and tiny. And I go, we can
scrunch
together.
That's not even considered a human.
Huh?
She's not even considered a human sometimes.
Well, we already know she's a little alien.
Yeah, we'll
get to you in a second.
Yeah.
So then I walk outside. I'm bummed the fuck out. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do? And everybody was in a good enough mood that we said, we'll just eat outside. It's hot as fuck. It was muggy as shit.
Yeah.
I was sweating balls. My nutsack, one of my nuts was inside my butthole, literally inside my butthole. And my penis was holding on to the other nut.
My penis was curled under, holding on to my ball. The honest truth is inside you're like, I'm Andrew Santino.
No.
Just let's be honest.
I didn't want to eat in. I didn't. Did you want to eat outside?
Honest. I'm very humble.
Oh, fuck you, Bobby.
No.
You are not humble.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, admit it. You're like, I can't believe I'm Andrew Santino, headliner.
Did I say that once, Fancy?
No, but it's all, everything's behind his mumbling.
No, you read
between the lines, friend.
I like eating outside. I like eating outside, but it was hot and gross. I didn't want to be outside that night. We wanted to be inside.
Yeah, but so why are you angry?
Because I want to be inside.
You're Hollywood, Andrew.
No, I want to be inside.
All right.
So, I didn't want to eat outside at a fucking picnic table.
Oh, so we
at
for
a fucking five star restaurant.
All right, so for, but what
in
I,
the park by the fucking handicap stall.
But what I did,
we sat in the fucking handicap
parking
spot.
But remember what
spot,
I did,
which was good for you.
Do you remember what I did? And I'm not handicapped.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Yes, you are. Even when you sat down, you sat in your
chair. Even me, I was just like, I was the voice of reason. How am I the voice of reason? I'm the one going, listen, Andrew, calm down. We'll just eat outside. And you're just ranting and raving. So that's how I know there's something behind it.
I was annoyed that we couldn't eat inside. We deserve to eat inside.
I know what my problem is. I know what it is.
I don't like things that are illogical. It's not logical to say I can seat five but not six. It doesn't make sense.
No. I think what it is.
I saw the table.
Hear me out.
I saw the six tops.
Since you hooked it up, you called Maddie, right? You did all that.
I was embarrassed I couldn't come through.
Yeah, and it was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
That you didn't have the power to get us inside.
Well, no, because I didn't flex any power. In fact, the chef saw us.
You had no power. That's what we said outside.
No.
You had no power.
Time
you
out.
Were powerless.
Time out. That's not true because it ended up being to our advantage. And I'll tell you why.
When
we went outside and we did a thing, I didn't say anything mean to the host, but they had no idea that this reservation had been set up through the chef. So of course, Maddie made a phone call unbeknownst to us because we told him what happened. We sent him photos. I was like, thanks for the parking lot spot. Appreciate it.
It's so passive aggressive.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I said,
so
thanks for the res. I loved sitting by the dumpsters.
Yeah.
I said, me and the valet took a picture. Me and the valet are going to have appetizers.
Yeah.
So.
You sent that to Maddie?
No, dude.
Did you text him at all?
Yeah, of course I did.
What'd you say?
I said, thanks for the reservation.
No, that's not.
Go ahead. Thank you.
He said, nothing says, you know the chef, like sitting by the handicap spot.
Very good.
Nothing says you know the chef like sitting in the handicapped parking spot outside. But okay, so let me say this. So I didn't make it. I said, let's have a good night. We were with my friend Chelsea. We were all together, the Bad Friends crew. And I said, we're going to have a good night. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then one of the chef comes out to come by and say hello because he was like, hey, man, I'm so happy that you're back. Thanks for coming. And they started sending out a ton of shit. They sent
free
out
shit.
A fuckload of food.
Free
they
shit.
Sent out free shots. And who took shots?
Yeah, two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not drinking, Charles and so Bob's Bukowski. Not drinking. So Bukowski Hello. Over here wrote a novel in the parking lot, blacked out.
Some poetry, yeah.
It was actually, she was speaking like Bourdainish when she was nothing says sweet like a little Mexican Quijote sauce spread evenly around the beef tongue as it slides its way into my belly. It was really smooth. Did you hear her in the parking lot?
She doesn't know half those words.
Why don't I remember that?
Because you were drunk.
You were drunk.
Because you were drunk, you pig.
You were drunk.
So then
food was amazing.
Food was so good. Suerte is so good. So then they sent out a bunch of good food. And then in a moment of sheer panic, Bobby was like, Bobby the whole night was like, we don't need to do fucking sound check. Fuck sound check. Thinking he's like a rapper from the 90s. He's like, we show up. And guess what?
What?
Then in the middle of the meal, he goes, we should go do sound check.
I don't know why.
You started to get nervous.
The panic came over me.
We should do sound check. We should do sound check.
Well, I'll tell you why.
So you jump in a van with the whole Bad Friends crew and leave me there.
That's true. I did. I left you there and I apologize. But let me see.
And they kept sending food. They kept sending. Literally. Wow. We had fucking. They sent out prime rib. They sent out beef cheek. They sent out more fucking dip. More quesadilla.
Wow, wow.
So I boxed it up, brought it to the venue. And this fucking piece of shit goes, I don't eat leftovers.
I don't.
It's high-end food.
I don't eat.
You said, I'm hungry.
Regardless if it's McDonald's or high-end, I don't eat it in my body.
It's, okay. It was like a $200 steak that they gave us.
I don't eat it. I like fresh.
Well, I'll say to all the fancy chefs out there, I'll eat leftovers.
That's fine.
So then they rush to do sound check and leave me there.
I'm glad we did that too, because there was,
problems.
No problems, but.
Was there problems?
No. No, but it was like, I had to go, how is this going to work? Because the chairs were already out there, so I'm like, take the chairs out, bring the chairs in. I kind of orchestrated how it was going to work.
Which was good, because you did do a good job. And when we got there, the only problem was the festival had double booked Brian Simpson, who we love, one of my favorite comics. And Brian was going to come do time. And then Trevor got asked by Bobby to come do some time too, because Brian wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And Brian was not happy that the festival made him like come to the venue, then they put him in a car, took him away to do another spot, so he missed his spot for our show.
Yeah.
And on our show, Trevor did great time, then we did time, and then... The show was great, I gotta be honest. Did you have a fun time?
It was flawless.
Yeah, it was.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. And when they said your name, and you came out there, oh my God, the building shook. She's petrified, and she doesn't want to come out, but fuck it, all right? Rudy Jules, give her a round of applause.
You know, she had the best joke of the night.
That's the first time afterwards she goes, I like it.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Because we chanted before. We had a little chant. We said, bad friends bomb.
Bad friends bomb. Yeah, I remember.
Because you got to shake away the bomb. Because she was worried about bombing.
Yeah.
But the first joke she had was probably the joke of the night.
Yeah.
She said she looked around and goes, it's too many white people.
Yeah. And which is honest.
And it crushed.
It crushed.
But then we turned the house lights up and there were a lot of brown. Were you surprised at how many brown there was?
Yeah, there were a lot.
We get down with brown. We get down with brown.
Why am brown? They just have to be fucked up internally.
They are.
Yeah,
you could tell.
To like our
you could tell by the questions that came out of the audience.
We have
such fucked up fans. Such fucked up fans. Two brothers that didn't even sit in the same row together.
Oh, right.
They that came was, together and they magic. Sat 30 feet away from
magic.
Each other.
Magic.
So wait a minute. Where were you two supposed to sit?
I wasn't supposed to come over here.
You weren't supposed to come at all.
I had to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got to work tomorrow?
I called out.
You called out sick?
Yes.
God bless. Where do you work? Where do you work?
An hour away.
Wait, tell me what it is.
An hour away.
The company is called. Where? The company is called an hour
Temple.
Away.
Temple.
Where?
Temple.
Temple.
Temple. You were Jewish?
No.
He doesn't look Jewish at all.
Mexican.
I've never seen a Mexican Jew in my life, but happy Passover.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You work at a company called Temple?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
Small town.
Exactly.
What'd he say?
Small town.
Then we had a hot guy in
the whole
front.
Temple stuff was funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew came and did some time with us and dissected Bobby's relationship with him and addiction, which was really nice.
And then afterwards, I mean, it was just a magical night. And then I didn't see you after the show.
Well, you guys went to go get pizza.
And so now tell me the nightmare. It started unraveling the next day.
So here's what happened. I ended up going to my friend Chelsea and her friend went to Soho House to just have dessert. because I'm not drinking right now. So I said, I'm just going to go have a little bit of dessert and then go to bed happy in my hotel. And I did. I had a fat-ass ice cream sundae and 3 chocolate chip cookies. And then I went to my hotel,
yeah,
and I took a little duper pooper, and I sat on TikTok for a while and laughed,
yeah,
and I rested my little head, and I had such a nice day.
Great. You deserve it.
Then on the next morning,
yeah,
I go to my little airline, my little flight, my little tiny puddle jumper plane, 37 minutes, and Emma Roberts, she was on my plane.
Okay.
And the plane is only like 10 people. It's a little tiny plane.
All right. So Emma Roberts, is that Julia Roberts' daughter?
It's her niece? What is it?
Oh, it's her brother's daughter.
Is that what it is?
I have no idea, man. I'm just guessing.
Well, that's a real good guess.
Thank you.
Because you sold. Do it again, because let me see.
Because Eric Roberts is an actor.
Yes.
And he has a daughter.
It's Julia Roberts' aunt. That's right. Yeah,
okay.
You're correct.
Okay.
So she was on my flight, and I thought, what a good luck charm. What a good luck
charm. It would seem like a good luck charm.
A cool, popular actress is on my flight.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great day.
Yeah.
So I get off the flight. I unload my bags.
Smooth flight?
No, very, very bumpy. But okay. I kept staring at Emma Roberts saying, is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
And she kept turning and going like this, which I don't know if this is the white power symbol or the okay, but that's what she kept doing to me. And so then I got into Dallas, and I said immediately, I get to my hotel, I'm ready to go. Room's not ready. But you know what?
What?
That's okay.
Are you sure?
Right now, it's okay.
Were you mumbling?
Yeah, a little mumble. Okay. A little mumble.
All right, all right.
Little mumble
all right,
bumble. Yeah. I thought, oh, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I checked in on the app already on my phone.
See, here's what's funny about you, or what I realized, is you mumble so that other people can hear it. But it's not directed at them.
Well, you be the hotel clerk and say, your room's not ready, Mr. Santino.
Hi, welcome to the Four Seasons?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Welcome to the Marriott?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to the Residence Inn.
Try again.
I'll just do Residence Inn.
Red Roof Inn. Welcome to the Red Roof Inn.
Welcome to the Motel 6.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but your room isn't ready yet.
Oh, it's not?
No. It's at 3 o'clock it'll be ready.
And it's about 3 o'clock right now.
Yeah, but the guest that was sitting there she's packing up now, so it's going to take us a little bit.
No, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. Roast beef, things like that. You know what I mean?
Checked in on the app already. I already checked in on the fucking app. Why would you fucking make a check-in on the fucking app if the room's not ready? That's not a big deal. I'll just leave my bags here.
So that's what you do.
So I left my bag.
Right.
And then I went to my favorite area of downtown Dallas right here. I went Deep Ellum, which is my favorite. I had one of my best days of my life in Deep Ellum.
This sounds like a great day so far.
No. A year ago, I had the best day.
Oh, I see. All right.
A year ago, I got to drive fancy cars because my buddy owns a car shop. And then I got to go to Deep Ellum and I danced my balls off with my buddy Chris O'Connor.
I remember that.
And I had
I saw the video.
So I went back to Deep Ellum and guess what? That place that I wanted to go to?
Yeah.
Closed down.
COVID.
No, they just couldn't make it. Financially,
they not make it.
Did not survive.
And
so then I said, that's okay.
Yeah.
Hit number one. That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah.
So then I walked. I went to this little shop. There's a little like skate shop, and I bought this cool hat because I was like, I like Deep Ellum.
That's a cool hat.
I was like, still in a good mood. I'm gonna have a good day.
Great.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I said,
two bad things though.
Oop.
Two bad things.
Settle in.
Yeah.
So then
they come in threes.
I
know.
And mine was 3x3.
All right.
So then I said, not a big deal. I'm just gonna get some good old Texas barbecue.
Okay. Great idea.
Thank you.
Great idea.
So I go to this barbecue place that's near there.
Yeah.
And I sit down at the bar and I said, can I order here? Do I need to wait in the line? And the guy says, you can absolutely order here. No problem. I said, wonderful. So I said, I would like the brisket. And he said, you got it. He said, brisket plate? I said, sure. What are the sides? I said, you pick your two favorites. He says, you got it.
Never do that.
He was a hefty. He looked like he had a lot of food. He had tried a lot. You could tell he had tried a lot of food.
He's fat.
Yeah, I've just said he looked like he had tried a lot.
I'm just trying to visualize it. Was he fat?
He looked like a guy that had tried a lot of food.
Fat. Okay.
So anyway, I said, you pick. He picked. Okay, my number, bing, 196.
Yeah.
I get up, and it is a pulled pork sandwich and mac and cheese. And I was like, nope, I had a brisket plate. And she goes, no, you didn't. And then I said...
mumbling?
I did. And I said,
so let's I'm the waiter. No, you got a brisket plate.
Oh, is that because I definitely told him I wanted the brisket plate.
Says right here on the receipt.
Pulled pork, is that what it says on there?
Brisket plate.
Oh, well,
I mean, is this the sandwich on there?
Yeah.
Is this the sandwich? I read it wrong.
Wait, it's backwards? Did you just say that?
It's backwards.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, pulled pork sandwich.
Pulled pork backwards
and,
says brisket.
And mac and cheese. That's what it says.
Okay.
Because if you do it upside down, it says, yeah, so anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic.
Right. Yeah, definitely, it doesn't fucking say that. But let me go, okay, that's fine. So I went back to the bar and I said, Hey, did you perhaps put in...
This is what I wouldn't do. You already took it to another level.
I wanted brisket.
Doesn't matter.
I wanted
the fucking
brisket.
Sandwich.
No, I don't want the sandwich!
Okay.
So calm I down. Went back to the bar calmly, yeah. And I said, hey, brother.
Was it calm?
Huh?
Was it calm?
You be the bartender.
Okay.
Oh, is he puking?
No, I'm just...
What is it?
I've eaten a lot.
Oh, you're stuffed.
I'm just... That's just my just natural demeanor.
Ah. So I put oh, hey. Hey, brother.
Oh, hey.
Hey, remember when I was saying, I think I ordered the brisket plate and I said, you choose the fun sides, but this is a pulled pork.
You said choose. You said choose.
No, I meant the sides.
Yeah, I read choose.
Okay, so literally, that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
He thought I meant you choose.
And?
But I said, can I have the brisket plate? You choose the sides.
Yeah, that's
he
why...
chose the whole fucking thing.
All right. Okay.
I didn't want the sandwich.
All right, fine.
So of course he goes, all right, I'll put it in for you. And then I said, could I get the lean brisket? There was two choices.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're out of lean brisket.
Of course.
I said, no problem. No problem. So 25 minutes later, I've had two Dr. Peppers, and I'm buzzing.
Yeah, you're buzzing.
Because I'm hungry, and I'm on sugar. And
I'm sure
eaten.
With the rage and Dr. Pepper, the combination's not great.
Oh, the sugar and the rage? So then I get my number comes up. By this point, it's 486. 196 was the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I get the plate, and it's a brisket plate. And it's, look, regular brisket is fatty. This was all fat. There was no meat. There was this much meat, and it was fat globules on the side.
Yeah.
So I sat down.
But if you watch the show alone...
Fat is fat protein.
That's great.
It is. But I didn't eat it because I'm not living in fucking Alaska without it.
I'm
at a hotel.
I forgot. You're in Dallas. Sorry.
So then I ate whatever I could and I thought, this is okay. I'm going to fuck off to the hotel. I'm going to jerk off and go to bed and take a little nap before the show.
DoorDash!
You know what, Andrew? When I'm anywhere, the only food delivery system that I use
is DoorDash.
Is DoorDash because they have the best options.
They do, by far.
They're prompt, they're the kindest. Did you forget that one thing at the store, Andrew?
I did.
Now you can get snacks, drinks, and household essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash.
What? Dinner? Got it. Deodorant? Got it. Morning pick-me-up from Dunkin'? You can get all this stuff, everything you need, whenever, wherever you need it with DoorDash.
Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from where you want, and your items will be left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
That's right. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. They got over 300,000 partners in the United States, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. You support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes. Rudy,
Chipotle.
Which one's your favorite?
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, Cheesecake Factory. For a limited time, Bad Friends listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
That's 25% off. Up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter codes BADFRIENDS2022.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2022 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash.
Subject to change, terms apply.
On it! You know our good friend Joe Rogan?
Joe.
He loves this stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know those times when you're into what you're doing and you just can't think about anything else? The times when you're at your most focused and productive.
Yeah.
Psychologists call that feeling of being in the zone flow state.
The flow state.
And Alpha Brain from Onnit is the ultimate way to get there.
Yeah, that's right. A world-renowned neurotropic supplement with over 1 million bottles sold. Alpha Brain, you've heard of it. You've seen it before. It promotes cognitive functions, including memory, mental speed, and focus. As you can tell, I take a lot of Alpha Brain. That's why I can talk so fast. It can help you remember names, zero in on complex tasks, and think more clearly under moments of stress.
Alpha Brain contains amino acids and plant compounds that promotes the brain's release of alpha waves, which are associated with greater creativity and productivity.
That's pretty insane. Because you know what? Coffee and energy drinks, they make you really jittery.
Yep.
Sometimes I know when you have too much of that stuff, you can feel it. This stuff does not do that to you. And I got to tell you, any reason you don't like it, they get your money right back to you. Give us 2 weeks. At that point, you don't feel like Alpha Brain is a fit for you. Just tell them why. They'll refund your money right on the spot. No return necessary.
Alpha Brain does this. Promotes focus and concentration. Supports cognitive function and memory. Great for helping you get into the flow state. That feeling of being in the zone. It's sold over 1 million bottles and has a money-back guarantee.
To save 10% off your order, go to onnit.com/badfriends. 10% off your order by going to onnit.com/badfriends. Then on my way home, I get a little phone call from Raj Sharma. You know our friend Raj Sharma?
I like him.
Raj is a dad. He's from there, and he was opening for me. And Raj says, "Hey, buddy, you're not going to believe this." And I almost threw my phone.
Man, can I guess or no?
On the highway. Can I almost threw it right on the highway. I'm not kidding.
He missed his flight. Something about his flight. He's not there.
No, even crazier. Uh-oh. He was in Houston last night. Somebody stole his fucking bag with his car keys. So he had all of his shit in his travel bag. Someone stole it. So Raj gets robbed. And Santino is ready to jump off the fucking freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got 3 hours to find someone to fucking open the show.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really fun. So I'm calling around. I'm saying, hey, who can, doesn't anybody know anybody? Does anybody know anybody?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, but this guy's out of town and this guy's here. He's headlining. He's featuring for somebody. I'm scrambling. And yeah. Raj can't get back. He goes, I'm going to have a locksmith come, but by the time I get there, it'll be 9 o'clock.
You know what I do sometimes though, is like, I always go, because I've done last minute like bookings for openers.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, I have this thing I got to do, right? And I just go, how much are they paying you?
I'll pay you more.
Yeah. Did you do that?
No. But with Hugh, the reason he was in Houston was because he was with...
No, I'm just saying when you're calling Dallas around comics.
Oh, dude, I offered anything. I didn't care about the money. I was like, I'll give you whatever you need. I need someone to come do the show.
Right, okay.
I was like, what the fuck? I'll do anything. Right. But everyone was either gone that could feature or it was like host. And I was like, I need someone that can feature.
Do 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like scrambling. Luckily, Raj came through with a guy, Paul Varghese, who was great. So fucking funny.
Yeah.
But the show was great. The show was great, but I had so much stress that day that I feel like
You underperformed.
You know when your mood is shifted and you're not fucking swinging for the fence.
That's the hard part of doing stand-up, because sometimes you do two shows in a night, you know, when you do the clubs, right? And sometimes, you know, especially the second show Friday night, it's just rowdier, you're tired.
Everyone's drunk.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and you don't feel funny. Sometimes, you know, you have to perform and be funny when you're not.
When you got other stuff in your head.
Other your head, yeah.
So issues. Anyway, the show was, overall, it was great. It was a good success.
Sold out?
It was fucking great. Almost. We came close. It was really, really close. Okay. We just missed out because Dallas didn't show up for Daddy.
Okay.
But that was fine. And then I went home to the hotel and I thought, I got to get back. We got bad friends tomorrow. I got to get back to the house. I want to get a good night's sleep.
Uh-huh.
I am in the middle of a Mexican stampede party time.
Excuse me?
I don't know what's going on outside. There's I think that the Alamo is down there now.
That's in San Antonio?
I think they moved it up to Dallas.
Oh, they can do that?
They were having a party.
Right.
And I think they had saved the Alamo again because there were low riders and gunshots and people yelling and they were bumping music.
Did you hear this? Ay, ay, ay. Any of that?
You started till 2:45 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So
you couldn't sleep at all?
Didn't get any sleep.
Right.
Tried to jerk off. Couldn't.
Why? Because the I-I-I's?
Or... I-I-I's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time I'd get close.
You know, whenever... I cannot... When I'm jerking off and there's a random I-I-I, it just throws me off.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd get right there. I'd go... You know when you feel your toes curl and I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, great. And then it would just wet noodle out in my hand.
But what I do in that situation is I always immediately go to Mexican porn.
I did.
Oh, it did?
I did, and so it tried to match the sounds.
You could incorporate the noise.
Hi, puppy.
Yeah. Okay.
I tried to match the sounds.
Okay.
So let me get through this. So I couldn't sleep. Sorry. I didn't get any fucking sleep. And the next morning, I'm going downstairs to get a coffee to get to the airport.
Uh-huh.
And all I want is a nice little cup of cappuccino. And I get my little cup of cappuccino, and my handle on my bag breaks. It breaks right off. I swear to God, it rips right off my fucking back. I literally was like, I'm in a Ben Stiller movie. Ben Stiller in a Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's on my handle? My AirPods, right?
Yeah.
It's attached to the bag,
uh-huh.
The case. So my AirPods snap with that, right? I spill coffee everywhere in the lounge.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I go buy another fucking coffee. I apologize to everybody for spilling a coffee on leather couch.
Yeah, yeah.
I sit down. I finish this new coffee.
Yeah.
And then I get in the fucking car to go to the airport. And as I look at my phone, bing, your flight is delayed.
Oh.
As I'm in the fucking Uber.
Right.
And then I go, God damn it.
So mumbling?
No, this one's out loud at this point. And the driver is like, what's going wrong, sir? I'm like, drive! So then I open up my fucking AirPod case.
I heard a little accent from the driver. Was it a specific race?
He said, is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He was just a white dude.
Oh, wow.
I think a guy from Fort Worth. And I open up my AirPod case and one of two AirPods is in there.
You fucking... So
So when the bag fell, one of the AirPods popped out.
That right there, I would have killed myself.
Oh, I almost choked out the driver.
Yeah, that right there.
If he didn't have one of those cameras recording me, yeah. I would have with a shoelace. I
right.
So I.
But you know what you can do,
huh?
Right, is you know how they have those vending machines at the airport, the high tech ones.
I looked for it. They didn't have one.
Dallas doesn't have a high tech vending machine.
Not at terminal. Not at fucking gate A37. They had none of them.
Right.
Because I got to tell you something. When it was delayed, and I said, right. "Can we go back to the hotel real fast?"
Oh.
And because my flight's delayed.
Yeah.
By an hour.
Ah.
So he goes, "Okay." He turns really quickly. We're only like four streets up. I go back to the hotel. I look. Nothing. It's nowhere to be found. I scoured. I couldn't find it. I don't know.
I can't imagine. Are you on your hands and knees?
Hands and knees.
Are you sweating?
Sweating.
Right. No mumbling? No, just out loud?
No, I'm out loud at this point. Yeah, I'm in a fucking headphone. And God damn it. Does anybody find a fucking headphone?
Yeah.
And everybody thinks I'm crazy. So I get
you
back.
You know what would have been funny if it was already one in your ear?
Yeah. Where is it? Just hanging out. I get back in the fucking Uber. I get to the fucking airport. I have one headphone in. I don't care. It is what it is. The flight keeps getting fucking delayed. And at this point, I hadn't really had anything to eat because I thought, well, I'm just going to get to the airport. I'll have something.
This is today.
Yeah.
This is today.
So McDonald's was the only thing that was near me, but McDonald's line was massive. And I just was like, fuck this, because it was the only thing that was open.
Yeah. Like when you go to New York or like LA, McDonald's is pretty chill. But when you go to Dallas, maybe McDonald's is busy.
It was really busy. I mean, dude, there was
like
there,
in Moscow, like they love it.
Yeah. I felt
they
like
they cried when it closed.
This was like KFC in China. Do you know what I mean? Where
it's
1,000 people on the line.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I sit down. I think, okay, I'm just going to get on the flight. They'll have food on the plane.
Uh-huh.
I'll be fine. So I get you. This is it sounds fake. I get on the fucking plane and a guy is sitting in my seat.
I hate it.
Dude.
Yeah.
I calmly go, I think you're in me. I'm in that.
Let me ask you something. May I ask something?
Yeah.
You say calmly, but because of the last 12 hours.
No, but I approached him well.
Are you sure?
You're the guy. Sit right there reading your iPad. Is this guy the same guy from the barbecue place?
I'm not that talented, so you know what I mean?
Okay.
I have one or two characters. So. Well,
try a different one.
All right. Ah, wow.
Neil Brennan?
Whoa. There's a war in Ukraine?
Excuse me.
Yes.
I think that's my seat.
No.
Well,
let's read this article.
Sir, Zelensky. I think that's my seat. Look, that's my seat. I think.
Oh,
that...
well, can you just sit at the...
Oh.
Is that what he said? What did he say?
He said this. He goes, the guy in front of him who looked sick or hungover or something looked wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, do you mind... switching then?
Yeah. Listen to me, okay? You don't make the assumption that the person... So sit in your regular seat when the guy comes...
Then
you ask.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I was pissed. I was like, that's rude.
Yeah.
So then I can't say no, otherwise I look like a bad guy.
No, you have to say no.
And so I said yes. So I sit in the seat because it's aisle to aisle.
Yeah.
So fine, whatever. It's one row back, whatever. I go and sit down and then sure enough, a young man gets on and goes, that's my seat. And I was like, what ticket did you have? I said to the guy, and he goes, oh, it was the window one. I'm sorry. And I was like, no problem. No problem. So I scoot over.
Mm.
All right. And I think, God, just give me some fucking food and give me a Diet Coke so I can just be happy.
May I ask what airline is it?
American.
Okay. So we know the food.
It's no. We didn't have this. This is way worse than what you think.
Because
the food on the way there was fucking bullshit.
Terrible.
It was bullshit.
I said no to it.
It was a cold egg sandwich.
Yeah.
This gets even worse. Do you know why I book earlier rows, the higher in the rows? Because I know they're going to run out of the good shit by the time they get to the back.
Ah, I never even think of that.
I always do that.
Yeah,
okay?
Because they've done that.
I had the earlier row, but now I'm in a row back. And guess what?
What?
It's the cutoff. So when this... When this woman gets to me, she literally says, would you like lunch? I said, yes, what are the options?
Yeah.
And she said, we only have one left. And I was like,
is it fruit?
What's the one you have left?
Yeah.
And she said, shrimp salad. And I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck wants a shrimp salad?
Gross.
Shrimp salad.
I won't even eat shrimp salad in the nicest restaurant in the world.
I go,
it's so gross, a combination.
Shrimp salad?
Yeah.
She goes, they took all the other salads are gone. And I wanted to fucking murder the guy that I had to switch seats with.
May I ask you something?
Hmm?
May I ask you something?
I ate fucking peanuts. That's what I fucking ate.
All right.
So I had peanuts up until 5 p.m. LA time.
Can you not take the shrimps off of the salad?
Oh, no.
What happens?
No. It's cut up and mixed in the... It's right. mixed in.
Because
I asked
shrimp
that.
Is a wet thing.
It's
it
fucking
seeps
gross.
Into the this lettuce. Yeah.
Dear American Airlines, who the fuck wants shrimp on a fucking airplane?
Well, if you
fuck
look at the pamphlet, there's always the chef that has photo.
Yeah, well, let's call that fucking asshole. So then this is one more beat to this whole scenario.
Okay, go ahead.
One more beat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, thank you. It's fine. I'll just take the peanuts and a Diet Coke. Okay?
Yeah.
Never got a Diet Coke. didn't get a Diet Coke. No big deal. I just
you can't
fucked
ask
off.
Okay.
At this point,
yeah.
I've had enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a fucking enough.
Yeah.
The worst part of all this is here we are. This is backed up before the shrimp. We're about to take off.
Yeah.
And I'm on my iPad. I'm watching our good friend Tony Hawk's new documentary.
Yes.
Which I texted him and I was like, Tony, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And he was like, thank you. It is. Have you seen it? Till the Wheels Fall Off?
No.
Fuck. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good. So I texted Tony. Really great. I'm watching on my iPad.
I lied to him and said I did watch it, though.
It's already out. We already know you didn't watch it. Yeah, unless you watch it by the time this comes out.
No, but I saw him last week. And then.
Oh,
lied? Yeah, I lied in front of him.
I'm going to tell him that you lied. I'm going to text him and tell him that you lied.
Please don't do that.
I'm about to when the show's over.
This is already going to be out.
Yeah, and I'm going to text him anyway.
Let him find out naturally.
Okay. Okay. So then I said... So then I'm watching the documentary. I'm enthralled, and I've only got one headphone in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the flight attendant, who is 1,000 years old,
okay,
comes creeping down and goes, "Excuse me,
yeah.
Please detach the iPad from the keyboard." Yeah. And I even took this one out so I could hear how fucking insane this was.
Wait. Let me ask you something. Okay.
That's another thing.
So you have an iPad and you have a keyboard attached to it.
Yeah. So iPads come with like a nice a flip stand. It's awesome. It's like a ghost stand that like makes it hover. And the keyboard is a lot easier than typing on the iPad.
I see.
So it makes it.
So
like
what is it illegal to have that? Okay. Let me.
So she says, "Can you detach the iPad from the keyboard?" And I said, I can. What do you mean? I was like, we can use iPads, right? And she goes, you can keep watching on the iPad. I need the keyboard detached from the iPad for takeoff.
Yeah.
And I turned to the man next to me and he literally goes like this. Yeah. What the fuck? I've never heard of that.
Insane.
I fly for a living. I'm on a plane constantly.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Never. Yeah.
So I say, okay, but can I ask why? I've literally never heard of that. And she goes, I'll tell you why, because meanwhile, the announcements are going on. So I detach the fucking thing, and I stuff it in the fucking thing, and I sit there with the fucking iPad, and I'm just watching away like, what could it be? She comes back to me 2-3 minutes later when the announcements are done, and she says, I'm not kidding, can't make this up. She goes, I'll tell you why. Because during 9/11, she literally said, she looked around and goes, during 9/11, the guys were communicating on a keyboard computer before the play. It's actually in our handbook.
Yeah.
And I said, no one has ever in a million fucking years said this to me. And she goes, well, then those flight attendants are not doing their job. So thank you. By the way, lady, if you think the terrorists were communicating via iPad keyboard and that's how they crack the case on America.
They weren't, let me just say something. There were no iPads.
In 2001.
In 2001.
Yeah, what the fuck is
what
she talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
So I just accepted it. I took the lumps. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I got home. I landed. I took my fucking stupid Uber back to the fucking house and sat in Easter traffic wanting to kill myself. And I just got here about an hour after I got to my house. So really good to see everybody here.
Really good to see you.
And that was
we were a little late. So did that make you angry?
Yeah. It was fine.
Let me ask you, tell you something, okay? I've been on flights before. This is a little lesson to you, all right?
Yeah.
This has literally happened where I've sat down and a mother has come to me. Hi, so me and my daughter, right, couldn't get. So can we sit there so we can sit? Because you're and I this. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
But see, this. Do you even ask where the seats are? Do you go, well, where's your seat?
I don't care.
It's a no.
I'm seating in A2.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a no
because something might happen, like the fucking shrimp,
like
fiasco.
Shrimp. Yeah,
right? I don't want a shrimp fiasco, right? So I say no.
Yeah,
and I'm not being rude.
No,
I get
no,
it.
You're right.
It's not as if the daughter's on a different flight, and if we're gonna go down. I'll hold her hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll go. It's all right, sweetie. Yeah. In fact, I'll do the thing where you know how they say, you know, in case the oxygen masks come down, right? Put it on your face first,
and then put
it on the kid.
Yeah.
Not me.
No,
I put it on the kid first while my head explodes. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's who I am, right?
That's nice.
But we're not switching seats.
We're not switching seats.
I assure you, lady, we're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I respect that.
Always say no.
But I respect that. You're right.
Yeah.
But I have done this 1,000 times on planes.
Yeah.
Because I travel alone and someone goes, my brother, my daughter, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife, can I just, will you just, and I always go, yeah, where is your seat?
Yeah.
And then when they go, it's there. And I've gone, I'd prefer to sit in the aisle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it, you know what it is? It's like,
because I booked the fucking seat.
It's also their fault. It's so uncomfortable. You're trying to make us uncomfortable, baby.
Yeah. When did you book the flight?
Yeah.
Who did this for you?
Yeah.
Why did you put you there and you there?
And I don't want to be hacky, but can we even go back to now the rules, right?
What do you mean?
In terms of like, how about this? The window thing has to be up when you take... Why?
Why?
Yeah. Before. I want it down so when it catches on fire, I don't have to see anything. Yeah.
I want to see the engine go... I want to see it fly off.
Yeah. Number two, right? The tray table has to be in the upright position. Why?
Why?
Why does the seat need to be not... It can't be back.
Why?
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 And they don't
if
explain.
If the plane crashes... If the plane crashes, I'll put my seat back up once we've crashed. I'll get off the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or my arms and my legs will be inside some other guy's face and it won't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. The rules in that fucking thing.
It's absolute bullshit.
Insane. Yeah.
This is my favorite part. Detach the keyboard. My phone. I was texting on my phone.
Yeah.
And by the way, the keyboard that's detached from the iPad. The iPad still has a fucking keyboard.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah. It's a keyboard.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a fucking keyboard. It's touch screen.
One time I was on a flight, all right, the seatbelt sign was on, right, and I had to go to the bathroom, right? There was a little turbulence.
Yeah, a little bit of turbs.
Right, and I stand up, and the flight attendant is just like, excuse me, sir, right? You're not supposed to be sitting. And I said, you're standing? What are you, balance queen? Or are you a gymnast?
Yeah, did you go to balance school?
I have the same amount of fucking, you know what I mean, ability as you do. If we were on a lake on that log thing, I would win.
You would win.
I would win.
The running log.
Yeah. You sit down.
You
bitch.
Sit down.
Yeah, I hate it.
No,
yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, also, you know, I heard a guy one time say, a woman goes, sir, you have to be seated. He goes, it's not a law. I can go to the bathroom if I want. It's not a law.
It's not a law?
Not a law.
I'm going to write that down. It's not a law, George.
It's not a law.
It's not a law. I want to know.
And so,
tell me what the laws are. I want to know.
Because you know what I did on this plane.
Yeah.
And I do this on every flight.
Yeah.
And I've said it once. I've said it on my podcast. I've said it on this podcast.
Yeah.
And the truth is the truth of the truth. Mm. I'm 6'1". The bathrooms are always very tiny.
Exactly.
The toilets are kind of hard to get to.
Yeah.
I pee in the sink.
What?
Hello Tushy!
I love going to the bathroom here at our studio because we have a Hello Tushy mm-hmm. lined up in our toilet.
Yep.
It makes my butt.
The makes hole, your butthole.
The hole.
Yeah, the hole.
Very, very clean.
The cheeks don't get touched. But yeah. I gotta tell you something.
2022, don't just make a commit to wash your hands every time you poop. Go the extra mile and wash your butt.
Let's talk about the gift that keeps on giving. The Hello Tushy bidet cleans your butt way better than wiping, cuts your toilet paper use down by 80%, saves trees and thousands of gallons of water used to convert them into toilet paper, and it comes with a book full of poop jokes. My butthole is in love.
I love washing my butthole with the Tushy Hello Tushy bidet, and it's very clean, and my butt smells good.
It sure does smell good, Rudy.
Sure does.
It washes your bum with fresh water for a way better clean than just toilet paper. Simply pat and dry. Bob and I do use this. I have one at the house. We have one here.
Yeah.
It does cut down on toilet paper, which I think is good for the ecosystem, and it's good for your butthole because your butthole wants to be clean. You don't want dingleberries. Gross.
So go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
Wow, that's incredible.
This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
Give the gift of a clean bump to yourself or your loved ones and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/badfriends. Tag us at hellotushy on social media so we can celebrate your clean bum. That's hellotushy.com/badfriends.
BetterHelp.
Oh, man. During the pandemic and even now, you know, I've gone through some problems.
Yeah.
Some troubles.
We've all had
and
some
I
problems.
Use BetterHelp, and I love online therapy, and I love this service. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, and under eating and overeating.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I got to tell you, we've talked about them before. We like them. We've used them. I think it's great. If you're into getting help, traditional offline therapy can be very expensive. That's the good thing about this. You do this from the comfort of your own home. They have video chat sessions. You don't have to have the camera on. If you're like, I don't want them to see what I look like, I just want to talk to somebody, you can do that.
It's much more affordable also than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help you lower your stress. What about you, Jules?
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat session with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
That's right. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And our Bad Friends listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
That's BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
I peed on this flight sink. And you know what? It was particularly because of the shrimp salad. I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I was going to pee in the regular toilet. Yeah. But then I thought, no. I literally whipped out my dinger and I had the toilet seat up and I just looked at the sink and I said, shrimp salad, huh? And I turned, I pissed right in the sink.
And I endorse that behavior.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Can I just say something else?
I love you.
Bathrooms in human homes, not the airport, airplane, right? Have the same suction as the fucking toilets on the... Yes, I need that.
I want that too.
Right? What is that? That technology.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like the devil is like, give me that shit.
Yeah. It's the best technology.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, when I get like my forever home or my dream home, you know what I do want? Andre has urinals in his house. He has urinals. And I was
I've never seen that.
I want a fucking urinal.
I want a urinal as well.
You could put one in your house. I don't have any fucking room.
Yeah. Well, I have a small house.
No, but that front bathroom, you could put a urinal in there.
I could probably. Yeah.
I think you should.
Quick tip, though. Your sink is just like a urinal at home.
I know, but you know what? My sink angle isn't as nice. The reason I use airplane sinks is because at 6'1", the sink is literally, my balls are hovering right above the sink.
Wow.
It's perfect. It's almost like they designed it. Yeah. It's like a guy took out a measure. He's like, his nuts will be right above it.
Which means that you can see your own nutsack through the mirror.
Yep.
Well, that's strange.
Well, and I swing them back and forth.
I
can tell they're nervous. Right as they brush the metal, they're like, whoa, because it'll be cold.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have to climb up the rope.
Yeah.
So I let them hang right above it. No, and you know what? Even though the Dallas was awesome, I loved it. The show was great. I had a great time. Aside from all the other shit, I do fucking love Dallas.
Uh-huh.
The show was great. Mm. I was just in my head because I want to have a perfect show. And it makes it all better to know that we're here with my bad friend's family.
Could I ask you this question? The weekend in general, because Friday was magical.
Friday was...
Saturday was a disaster.
No, the comedy part was amazing. Stand-up was good, but all the elements around it were...
So would you, like, from 1 to 10, your weekend, what is it?
Friday, 11.
No, just all of it. The whole weekend, what would you say?
Oh, Friday was an 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Saturday was a what?
Saturday was a day.
It was a three.
It was like a four and a half, maybe a five. Yeah.
So the whole weekend, you would say generally it was a seven weekend.
Eight. I'll give it an eight because Friday was
so
magical.
That's a great weekend.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Tell us about your experience, Rudy.
I really had a good time with the scooter, but while riding it, I thought that I was going to die and hit a car and then my head would... just
fall off.
She was
going so fucking slow.
I was scared.
They go up to 20 miles an hour maybe or something
It says it on the little screen.
I was going
nine.
So we would have to keep stopping. And here's what's funny about those scooters, the people that know, if you stop for too long or go too slow, they lock because they think you're going to park it.
Right.
So hers fucking locked.
Yeah.
And that's why. But we were like, just go. Meanwhile, Bobby was on X Games jumping in and out of the middle of the street.
I love it.
You did did get to a little close to getting in car trouble.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So after Friday night,
mm-hmm.
So after Friday night, I didn't tell anybody.
Where did you guys go, by the way, after
So we
the
had
show?
Pizza again.
You had pizza again?
Yeah.
And then you went back to the hotel?
So it was me, Adam Egett, and Trevor Wallace.
Yeah.
We decided to go eat pizza, right? And it's pretty far from my hotel. So guess what I do?
Scoot.
Zoom, right?
Yeah.
And
you spent $1,000 on bird scooters.
Probably, yeah. And I wiped out.
You fell?
Real bad.
Yes!
Because I had my MapQuest thing on because I didn't know where the hotel was.
MapQuest? What is this, 04? You mean Google Maps?
Google Maps. Maps, right? I'm at Google Maps, right? And it's dark, but there's a little light from the bird, right, from the scooter.
Yeah, it does have a little shiner.
Right. And I hit a curb.
Love it.
It flipped. I slid on my stomach like this, like I went like 5 feet on my side, right? But it's like nothing happened. But
it wasn't bad?
No, but I got like a little, like the wind knocked out of me.
Yeah.
A little concuss, right? And people saw me, started laughing.
Oh.
Yeah. And then.
Did anybody recognize you?
Yeah. Somebody drove by and goes, "Nosotros papaya." I don't know what that means. That's a little slogan
yes,
from Tiger Bell. Yeah.
I know what it means.
And I went really slow after that.
After that, you went down to nine.
Yeah, I went, no, three. I was like, because I was like, yeah, I didn't want to do that. You could really hurt yourself.
So, Rudy, give the assessment of how you did on stage, you think, because we'll tell you something. After the show,
you were
I came
petrified.
Back in the dressing
room. I was
she
really
was like
scared.
Deer in the headlights.
She was.
I mean, she
after
was.
After the show, I immediately fell asleep because I was so tired.
This is funny. Comics will talk about this. This is why a lot of comics use drugs or drinking and everything. People want to know about, like, because you come down so hard, people want to get lifted up again. So that's why sometimes comics will go out to eat or go drink or go to do drugs or go party because you want to feel up again because you drain all your adrenaline, all your endorphins are gone.
Yeah.
You passed out like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That means you did. That means you had you were elevated and you delivered.
Yeah.
You delivered, dude. The crowd was fucking.
So when you first went out there, how did it feel?
I was like really scared, but then when I saw the crowd and then they cheered, it was good.
See, it's going to her head a little bit.
That's why I told her that she has to get a job.
What are we going to do to get it? What job are you going to get?
Like in campus, like maybe a waiter.
No, we got to get you a real job.
I can't work outside.
I know a guy that works for the city.
Yeah, under the table.
I know a guy that works for the city that paints, you know, that paints new lines on the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
And they need somebody. You can paint street lines?
Yeah.
You can hold a big paint gun?
I'll try.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well.
But I could, because she had the twinkle in her eye.
Yeah, she could feel it.
Yeah, yeah. She was just like, I like this. And it scared me because it's like, she's only 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
You know, now she's like, you know, it was 1,700 seats, 1,800 seats, sold out.
It was totally sold out.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Full of energy. They cheered for you. And in my head, because I feel like, I'm kind of a parent.
That's your problem.
And I just kind of go, you know, she needs to get a regular job to know how
you're
hard
right,
life is.
To level it out.
To level it out.
Because I got to tell you something. After the show, I said, you walked out to go find Adam, and she was in the bathroom smoking a cigarette. and she was on the phone, and I go, Rudy, what are you doing? She goes, I'm on the phone with my agent.
Yeah.
And then she put out the cigarette right like on the counter, and I go, Rudy. And she goes, someone will clean it up. Don't worry, bitch. And then she walked away.
Right.
And she's getting a little too, a little Hollywood for me.
Yeah.
Even for me. You know?
Yeah. It's like when we get an Uber, she's like, no XL?
That she literally.
I don't say that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And we're paying for it. You never pay.
She
I don't pay.
She literally goes, premium or black.
Oh, yeah.
I won't. Somebody goes, should I just get an Uber? She goes, if you're getting a regular Uber, I'll walk.
Yeah.
That's how fucking
at restaurants, you know what she does now?
Huh.
It's like, we'll be at a restaurant, like a steakhouse.
Yeah.
And she'll just go, tomahawk. Like the most expensive.
The most expensive steak.
The Wagyu tomahawk.
I don't even know that word.
Oh, bullshit. Fucking liar.
Bullshit, right?
I don't like
caviar, you lying. Tomahawk, the whole thing.
She did. She ordered the most expensive stuff at the Mexican restaurant.
Right. And
she
then
wanted
did you
all
see
the
what
nice she, stuff.
So a guy in the thing, right?
There was a short, muscly guy. What was his name?
His body was muscly.
He was strong.
He was strong.
But
handsome.
Very handsome and low to the earth. Yeah. Very short guy.
He could have been semi-dwarf.
Semi. He had a little bit of.
He had a little person vibe.
Little LP in him.
Yeah,
tiny LP in him.
But he was cute.
Yeah,
he was cute.
Yeah, then why did you give him a false
number? You gave him a fake number.
Yeah.
You did. Why? Because you were like, you really don't want to hang out with him.
No.
So what he said was, he said, Rudy, will you go out with me? And then we made fun of him. And then Rudy was like, he is cute. And then so he came up and we said, well, okay, let him shoot a shot, I guess. He was 29. Yeah, and we were like, whatever.
Well,
okay, you're 20. You can do whatever you want. So then he comes up, and then he says, well, let me get the digits, seal the deal. That's what Brian Simpson said, seal the deal. And we both saw you were giving him bullshit.
Yeah, I looked over. I go,
it's not
917. You're not in New York.
Not
what
in
the
New York.
Fuck?
Yeah.
So because you didn't want anything to do with it.
No.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, good. You did it the right way. You politely were like, here's my number, but obviously it's not my number. Go sit down.
But he was, I thought he was cute. I thought he was the
he
right
was.
Height for you. He seemed like a nice guy.
Well,
right? So what, see, you really aim high, huh?
What do you mean?
In terms of looks.
No, I just.
That's what you want, higher?
Well, explain yourself. Why did you not want to hang out with that guy? Because you did say he was cute.
Maybe he could have been a bit taller.
He was too short.
Mm. already.
I knew that's what it was.
You gotta get a job.
Yeah, we've gotta get a job. You gotta get a job.
That's my preference.
Yeah, but
it's a little skewed.
You know, you'll do some dishwashing in a kitchen or something. You won't mind a little shorter guy.
Yeah, you'll give him the right number.
Yeah, you'll give him the right number just because, just in case. And then Rudy, why don't you tell what you got Dr. Drew on stage, our good friend Dr. Drew, who we love, and he got on stage. What did you say to Dr. Drew?
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi. I apologize for Bobby.
But you're very hot. That's it.
He's so hot.
She literally, Dr. Drew's wife, now 7 feet away. And
I know, 7 feet. She's like right in the front row.
She's right there.
In the front row. We see her. And Jules looks at and says, "You are so hot."
Hi, Drew. You're so hot.
Yeah. Also, can I just say something about your performance Friday night? Okay.
About my performance?
Andres.
Oh, Fancy's?
Yeah.
Tell them what happened. Fancy opened the show.
He opens the show, and I told him, do not say that I'm going to be performing after Trevor Wallace. It would have been better if I told him, just say, here's the next comic.
Yeah.
And then say my name so there's more of a surprise. But he says that we're all going to do stand-up before, right?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, if you look, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, if you look.
I was nervous.
I know, you were very nervous.
We have to write him jokes.
Yeah, we have to write him jokes.
Because he gets out there and he was like, hey, everybody. And everybody cheers and he goes, hey, everybody. Twice. You can say hi once.
Yeah, yeah.
One time
and then
they got
like
it.
A weird sweat that develops on his upper lip.
It was trembling.
His lip was
trembling with
and
moisture.
And his lips were extra moist.
Yeah, so wet.
Yeah, so wet for no reason at all. Yeah, yeah. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
And at that point, people were concerned he had a stroke. Someone was like, is he okay? Do you smell toast?
Yeah, yeah.
I got nervous for you because he did. We said to fans, and by the way, this is a lesson to people out there that think that stand up and all that shit and public performance is easy. He was supposed to do 2 fucking minutes. He was up there for 58 seconds.
58 seconds. Less, probably.
50. I timed it.
Oh,
58.
He did. 58
from the
seconds.
Moment he got on stage,
yeah, yeah.
12 of that were like cheers and hooping and hollering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did another fucking 40 some odd seconds and then immediately was like,
okay. He said three things. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Trevor Wallace.
Trevor Wallace, everybody.
Hey, Austin, how are you guys? Wow. Thank you. Wow. I always get really intimidated in front of you guys, but thank you for the love. So, as you might know, I just became an American citizen. Thank you. So, I can't think of a better place to celebrate that than Texas. But we just came from dinner to a place that says no guns. What the fuck? That's the whole point. The only thing I wanted to do when I, you know, got my citizenship was getting a gun. So now, anyway. But yeah, we have a great show for you tonight. My favorite comedians will be here in a second. But before that, we have a special surprise. Yep. And no, it's not Little Black Magic. Better. One of Bobby's favorite comedians. He's such a funny guy. And he's gonna come here to do a little bit of his stand-up with us. You guys might know him from Tiger Belly and his own podcast. Hey, welcome, Trevor Wallace.
But can I say another thing that was like really strange? And yeah. I think he might be, you know, brown magic.
Who?
Andreas.
Oh, why?
Because remember he was on the floor, right? Because we did a questions and answers thing.
Yes.
And then we answered someone's questions. And then the next thing you know, he was up in the balcony.
He was so sneaky. How
did you get up there so fast?
He had one guy say, hey, when are you guys going to make the bottoms of Turtle Island? And within seconds, he goes, we have another question up here. And we look up and Fancy's in the balcony with two women.
Yeah. And okay.
Two women, by the way, that wanted to take you out.
Right.
Yeah. They wanted to take...
But the way they asked me was like kind of like scary.
What do you mean?
Like why?
They sound like they were really drunk.
They were high.
They were high. They were very, very high. That happens.
What's the problem?
You don't want
because
to
because you're the one that you were like, you might be bi, right?
Yeah.
Did you say that? That you, kind of. There's some curiosity
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Right? And here's another thing that I want to say about you, which was rude, what you did, Andreas, right? just hear me out, okay?
I'm ready for it.
So you said, somebody asked that question, right? When are you going to make The Bottom of the Turtle Island?
That's right. They said, when are you going to make the
movie? What was Andreas' response?
What was your response, Fancy?
Fuck you.
Wow.
I'm working on it.
No, answer it, Fancy.
Did he just say fuck you to that guy?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
He's working on it. But
yeah.
Wow, Fancy.
He's been a citizen for 1 month
and
now fuck you.
He's like a real American.
Yeah, yeah.
He moved on.
He said fuck you to the guy.
Not just fuck you.
Fuck you!
Yeah. You fucked that guy right off.
What is so wrong with that question? That question didn't deserve an answer?
Yeah, why did you say fuck you to that guy?
I'm working on it.
Why couldn't you have said that?
Yeah, I'm working on it. You know, these movies take time, this and that, right?
But it'd be way nicer than
fuck
you. Yeah,
then fuck you. And then, in the meanwhile, the guy, imagine. He said, okay, I really love that idea.
He built up all the courage.
Right? And should I say something in front of all these people? I'm going to, right? I'm going to take the risk, right?
Right.
So he's nervous. He's like, all right, so what are you guys going to make about? Fuck you!
It was so mean.
So mean, dude.
And it was very unlike you. And that's my whole thing with this. He's becoming he's a new American. You know, he bought a gun while we were down in Austin because he wanted a gun in Texas.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to say strapped up forever now. And I said, you can't bring that in everywhere in LA. But he brought it to every restaurant. He brought a gun into Suerte and they told him to sit outside.
Yeah.
He even took a picture of the sign that said, no guns, be cool, right?
Yes.
Yes, because he wanted to bring his strapped up gun in there.
How did you feel about that night?
I think it was great, except for my performance.
Your performance was good. We just have to get you tuned up. If we do a Bad Friends tour next year, we just got to get you tuned up.
You know what?
Up.
I think I want to do it.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
Because
I think that proved to me.
We can do it.
We can do it. I think that if we mix in, like we did Friday night, we did some stand-up.
Yep.
To let people know that, hey, we can get laughs. Yeah. Just like anyone else. We're at a comedy festival because we want to show that muscle. 100%, right?
Yeah.
And then when you sit down... You know, it's already, we got the laughs out of the way, and now we can, you know, do a podcast, which is, some of it isn't always funny. Sometimes you get into personal things.
Well, we did with Dr. Drew, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was a really good mix.
I thought it was wonderful. So we will. We'll plan a little tour, and we're going to be on a bus. You want to do it on a bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Have you ever been on one of those tour buses?
No.
Where you sleep in the bunks?
Where do you shower?
There's a shower built into it.
There's a shower built into there. Or we stop and we get a hotel in places too, so we can have a room to shower and we can do both.
Okay.
Like some places will sleep in the bus. Some, like when you're on the road, sometimes when you're on the road, you have to drive at night.
So like, we'll sleep.
Who's
so,
driving?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a question. A driver.
I mean,
it's an automatic
not
bus.
You or Tito Bobby.
Why would I?
It's fucking 3 a.m. Why the fuck am I driving a fucking
we'll
tour bus?
We'll crash the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a guy that's fucking zooted up on uppers.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know what happened to Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No.
Oh.
We're going to do a Bad Friends tour probably maybe next year.
Next year we'll do it.
This year we obviously can't because I got to go back and shoot Dave at the end of the fucking year, which is so far away already. But it's going to end the year for me.
Yeah, 2023, we'll definitely do it.
We'll do it.
That's why I want her to get a job this summer so that next summer when we do the tour, right, that we'll let you do that.
That's the goal. That's the goal, I think, is to get you a job that we want you to do, not that you want to do. Because if she picks a job she wants to do, it's going to be too easy.
No, I want her a hard job.
What do you think we should – like, what do you genuinely think we should get her to do?
I'll be honest with you, like morning shift at a barista of a busy coffee shop.
Nightmare.
Is a nightmare.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
You've never worked at all.
No.
Oh my God, she's going to collapse.
Or wait tables at a really busy, it's got to be, because breakfast is so hard.
Breakfast
when it's a slammed restaurant.
And everyone is busy.
You're tired.
And they have somewhere to be and you're fucking exhausted and you don't want to be there.
And you have a section that you have 12 tables, right? And you have to memorize what everyone has. You're constantly looking at your paper. People complaining, where's my ketchup?
Can you fight customers?
Yes.
Yes, you can physically fight them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is part of the server handbook. It does say if they cross a line with you and your lines are your lines, you're allowed to physically attack them.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed 2 attacks a day. Yeah. So you got to kind of pick and choose which tables you feel like physically.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Like my brother, I've gotten two jobs.
Uh-huh.
And Adam, you can just remind him because we were at pizza Friday night, and he goes, "Remember your brother at Tempe?"
Oh, he at the Tempe Improv.
Yeah, because I got banned from the Tempe Improv.
Congrats!
And so my brother got,
and you got banned from Cap City. We just told Austin
right.
that too.
So I got banned from both clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Tempe, because of my asshole. And then
meanwhile, in Austin, you showed your asshole.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
but it was a theater. My bad. You can't get banned from theaters.
Yeah, yeah. So my bad. So then, but my brother got fired from Tempe. So I begged them because my brother was going to ASU.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, I'm a comic. You know, I know the guy. 3 days later, the guy calls me and he goes, I had to fire your brother. I go, why? Because he tried to stab a waitress or threatened to stab. Right?
Big difference between threatened and tried to stab.
Oh, no, he didn't try, but he goes, I will stab you, bitch, or something like that.
Well, what did she say?
She goes, she complained to the management.
No, how did he get to stab, wanting to stab her? It wasn't like, hey, can you roll silverware with me?
I think his thumb was in like a sandwich.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I get it.
But like dug in, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, she's like, yeah, fuck you. And he's like, I'll stab you.
Yeah. Like if he committed a murder, they would definitely get the print, you know, off the sandwich.
Off the sandwich.
Yeah. And then the second time he got fired was Sushi Dan's.
I love Sushi Dan.
Right. So I got him a job there. Dan calls me. He goes, I had to fire your brother. And I go, why? And he goes, he threw sushi at the sushi chef.
Well, why?
Because he yelled at my brother, and my brother snapped and threw a fucking, you know what I mean, yellowtail.
How funny would it be if he, while he's cutting, he caught it, he's like, oh.
It's not Benihana, but.
All right, we're getting you a job. And we'll take suggestions, by the way. Oh, there's Bob showing showing the star.
And
that's the star.
Thank you
that's
for
the
covering
Dallas.
The hole.
Yeah, he covered it
what
up.
What a, that's family right there.
Fancy got so fucking nervous that you were going to open your butthole.
I know.
He was free. Dude, he was panicking. I mean, look at his hair, how sweaty. It looks like he jumped out of a pool.
I know.
He was so nervous because he was like, please don't show your butthole, Bob.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick. The job, okay? But Bob, let's take suggestions from fans. You guys in the comments, you should comment about what you guys want Rudy to do, what job you want her to do. Because we want to, I think we should do that. Don't you think we should take suggestions at least?
Yeah,
and then we'll take a final poll and whittle it down.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that sound good?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we love you. We're going to do a Bad Friends tour. Thank you for everybody that came out to Austin. Thanks for everyone that came out in Dallas.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys so much. Bob is heading off to Oklahoma to go shoot.
I'll be there for 12 days shooting the second season of Reservation Dogs.
Which is a great show. And if you haven't seen it, please watch Reservation Dogs on FX.
Uh-huh.
Why are you laughing? I'm being serious.
Okay.
I watched the show.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Okay.
Those twins are fucking really good.
They're really good.
They're very, very talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Rudy.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank
good
you,
night, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Good night, baby. Well, do you ever feel like that as a comedian? Do you ever feel, or a performer, do you ever feel why me sometimes?
What do you mean?
I mean, in the rate of success, like, do you ever think, well, why me? Why was I chosen?
You know,
I'm being serious.
No, I think the serious answer to that, without any jokes, is that I feel like when I started, I knew I was going to make a living.
No, but not make. I'm not talking about make a living.
Yeah.
I'm talking become what you've become, which is extremely successful.
I honestly, this is the honest truth. I feel like I'm mid-level.
Bobby, you know how many people that would be so angry at you for saying that are so... You.
Yeah, because they're not mid-level. They're bottom level. They're angry because they're about, but there's a higher level. But why can't I be mid level?
But there is no high level because even people at high level go, well, I'm not up here. And then those people, well, I'm not up here. So I'm saying there is either you're successful or you haven't been making a living at it yet.
Yeah.
And you're very successful. So I'm saying, do you ever think beyond your ability, because you're extremely talented?
Okay.
I'm saying, put that stuff aside.
Okay.
Do you ever think, was I chosen? Was I picked? Was this like part of a destiny thing?
Well, I'm
being genuine.
I'm being genuine too. I believe everything, and this is going to sound so cheesy.
So what?
I believe, and I talked to her about this, about spirituality and stuff. I said to her, I go, I just honestly believe that everything in my past was meant to happen to lead up to this moment.
Right.
So I believe that everything, I've learned lessons, you know, and there's choices that you make. I mean, you know, when you're like, when I went to rehab before, I'm the one that went, you know, I have to make a choice here. I'm going to go. Like, you make I could have not gone.
Right.
I don't know what would have happened after that, right? But I've made the right choices at the right times, and I believe that instinctually there are parts of me that are connected to something outside of myself.